又翻嚟第二部分原网台嘅非常舞台嘅专访啦。咁今日咧，我哋头先啱啱上一部分咧就已经访问咗两位日本嘅嘉宾啦。咁我哋而家访问第三位啊 ，Yoshiko 啦。咁 Yoshiko 咧，我想问一下你咧，因为我见到你应该系喺曾经去过纽约嗰度深造一年，系TikTok 嘅。咁我想问一下你系喺 New York 嗰个嘅经验。
Like seven or six years ago, I went to New York for a year. I studied like maybe two big dance studio, which is Steps and BDC, Broadway Dance Center. And they have top class a lot, so many top classes. And I learned from mostly Derek Grant and Roxanne Butterfly and sometimes the Michelle Chambre Edwards like that, and that like kind of that people like black all that kind of teacher. And Roxanne really liked me maybe, so she kind of, hey, you just come to my class and maybe train together. And then one time she offered me to do her project, which is Foofologies. We called Foofologies. That is a show name. And I was in perform with Roxanne Butterfly and Max Polak, who is tap dancer, also very great body percussionist, and also Joseph Wigan, now who is in some Cirque du Soleil, like the circus project, to do that show. They have musical kind of theater thing, and now he's in it. And we did the show like maybe five days and four shows, something like that. I worked with Derek Grant together for the New York Tap Festival, which is every once in a year they have Tap Festival, like in Hong Kong Tap Festival. And I was in the show with Derek Grant at one time. And after that, actually some kind of workshop for musical to bury like under Broadway. They want to give to the see people to bring the like off Broadway, something like that, like off Broadway, something like that, underground, to see people, is that okay? So if it's okay, that musical will be off Broadway, like on Broadway, something like that. And one musical is the Savion Glover kind of produce that choreography, and he really wanted looking for the people who can dance, I mean the who can tap dance. And I got information, so I applied to the audition, and I got it at the, so a little bit I worked with him a little while, and I did the workshop for the musical, and yeah, and he was so cool. And even I really didn't understand English at that time, he really kindly to teach me everything. So yeah, kind of for me to just, I stayed in America, it's like for 1 year. Even 1 year, I experienced more like a year, like you know, 3 years, 5 years, stay like that to get more like so many things. So I really appreciate to my parents to let me go to New York to learn more. So yeah, after come back to Japan, I got a chance to work with Kuriko and a chance to work with Suzy-san, and also very great another tap dancer in Japan. So before, not I really don't have the opportunity to work with them Like I was just studying at the Saturn One studio to practice by yourself. Yeah, by myself. Yeah, so I really appreciate that that things, that experience, that for big deal for me.
Yeah. It's great experience.
Yes.
Yeah. 阿 Eve 幫我哋翻譯下。
係，咁其實咧，原來六七年前啊，阿 Yoshiko San 咧就去咗紐約啦。咁其實主要喺兩個跳舞嘅 dance studio 一個跳舞嘅學校上面上堂嘅，就係一個 Steps 啦，一個係 Broadway Dance Center。其實比較都幾出名嘅，係啦。咁跟咗幾個大師嘅，咁其中兩位咧就係Derek Grant 啦，同埋Joseph。Wagon 啦，系啦，咁比較出名一啲。咁後屘咧，即系呢兩位大師咧，覺得佢跳得好好喎，咁樣就開始咧就同佢講，有一啲嘅機會叫佢去 audition 啊，又或者參與喺紐約入邊嘅 New York 每一年嘅 Tap Festival。系啦，參與入邊嘅表演，咁同埋咧 audition 咗一個 show， 最主要係Saving Glover 係紐約好出名嘅一個 tap dancer。咁當其時咧，其實佢嗰個 show 咧係一個 off Broadway 噶，係啊。咁佢話佢好開心啦，好慶幸有機會能夠參與到個演出，同佢合作到啊。系啊，咁變咗佢話學到好多嘢啦，同埋咧佢嗰陣時原來係完全唔明英文噶，係啦。咁佢話透過咗TikTok 舞，咁佢除咗交流到 TikTok 舞嘅知識之外，仲學埋英文。雖然係一年短短嘅時間啦，但係佢學識咗好多咯，係啦 ，experience 咗經驗咗好多嘅東西，同埋咧翻咗去日本之後咧，佢終於有機會同兩位資歷好深厚嘅大師，係啦，就係 Kuriko San 同埋 Suji San 合作一齊表演踢踏舞。佢話佢以前係冇機會，只係會匿喺一個 studio 入邊練習同 practice 嘅啫。但係終於可以同到佢哋合作，咁亦都係一個好好嘅學習嘅機會咯。咁就係咁啦。
哇，好好喎、啊！我哋要鼓掌。這個要聽到呢個翻譯係非常之好啊！嚇，因為我都聽唔到啲名字，因為我唔識嘅。OK， 咁我又想問一下 Yoshiko San， 睇下關於嗱，因為佢又去參加過呢個台北嘅 Tap Festival 嘅，咁我想睇下即係台北嗰個嘅 TikTok 節又會係點樣咧？同紐約係有咩唔同咧？咁
係啊 ，I joined the Taipei Tap Festival 3 years ago。And yeah, at that time, I was work with Poli-san, which is the last year he was in Hong Kong Tap Festival. So we went Taipei Tap Festival together to teach and performance. And it's kind of similar in Hong Kong people, and they really like be attention to the class at the class.And they are very, very concentrating there. Like, they really want to practice a lot. So, at that time, it's still... Taipei Tap Festival is now kind of big. Maybe more bigger. But, at that time, like 3 years ago, it's just maybe still, like, starting. So, they are like...Yeah, it's kind of similar, just every maybe new festival is like, you know, it's kind of just started, kind of like
that. It takes time for them to grow up.
Right. Yeah. That's true. So, but that festival is a good experience for me too. Just because I kind of see what's happening another Asian country is, the tap scene is, and they totally like improving a lot. They really want to improve that, the tap scene. We just want to more bigger. So I see it. So that's what I inspired after Taipei Tap Festival.Yeah, we gotta do something in Japan. Like, we gotta do something, like something big project, something like that. Then I just started the performing things as so many. Yeah, just as much as possible, I did it, the performance to, bring the people who doesn't know tap dancing, is that tap dancing? So come to see us, come to see our tap scene, please, like that. Because of Taipei Tap Festival, so inspired me.
Okay.
咁其實咧，Yoshiko-san咧三年前咧就去咗台北呢一個 TikTok 節啦。咁其實同埋另外一位係 Polly 神，咁 Polly 神已經係前兩年啊都有參與我哋香港 TikTok 節嘅，係幫咗我哋好多手。咁佢哋兩個一齊去嘅時候咧，就佢覺得台灣嘅學生或者台灣嘅 TikTok 舞者其實同香港差唔多。咁因為喺嗰個課堂入邊咧，佢哋好留心咁聽，同埋好想學習佢哋。有的東西，例如是精神啦，或者是那個技巧，都很想學到，很想跟他們分享TikTok 舞裡面的東西咯。
是
啦，差不多，他說香港和台灣差不多。那他說台灣呢，在他去的時候，三年前呢，其實是比較細型的。那但是呢，慢慢他覺得已經過了三年了，他看的時候他覺得哇越來越大，做得很好，這件事呢也都是感動到他和inspire令影響了他很多。當他回去日本的時候，他覺得應該要令到一些不懂 TikTok 舞的人都要去看，
是
都去看他們演出，去跟他們分享，去學習這件事咯。
OK， 好，明白晒。咁不如我可唔可以请三位日本嘅嘉宾，可唔可以讲一讲我想知道日本嘅 TikTok 舞嘅环境，即係譬如话佢哋而家嘅学生啊，而家嘅人啊，而家嘅练习啊，表演啊，咁我都好想知道多啲嘢，可唔可以请三位同我哋介绍一下。
I think for me, the Japan tap scene is like now, we kind of very get together to like, like we are family. We maybe just, like have all the people need to respect something. Just because it's similar to American.more much like American tap scene now, kind of. So everybody just, oh, you have something big project? Yeah, I like it. So why don't we get together to work together and respect each other and share each other? And just each people has another experience. So we just see how people does have theAnother experience. Oh, you have this? Yeah, let's share. Oh, you have another idea? Okay, let's share to think about it, do the big project, something like that. So we kind of see each other what's going on, like, And also we have, like, we kind of have to tap jam, like, every week or every month. So...That's more very helpful to people like that have the tap jam because the improvisation. Before, I think it's kind of no place to learn how to improv. But now, some of them do it that every week, every month, and maybe like, certain months. So we can go straight to the place to how to improv, how to collaborate with musician, how to do that tap dancing is. So it's big improve, I think.
Yoshiko-san 話咧，而家咧佢哋喺日本嘅TikTok 舞者咧都連成埋一齊，好似一個家庭咁樣，一個大家庭 TikTok 舞大家庭。佢哋咧會尊重大家啦，好似美國咁樣咧，就算咧佢哋其中一位嘅 TikTok 舞者有啲 big project 咧，佢哋都會一齊work together， 一齊合作。系啦，去分享佢哋有嘅技巧啦，系啦，分享当中 學習的經過啦，大家去 share 呢一樣嘢咯。咁同埋咧，最重要係佢哋每一個月咧有一個叫做 Tap Jam 嘅 section 啊，咁即係一個好似即興嘅創作 ，TikTok 冇即興嘅創作。咁佢話幫助佢好多咯，因為以前佢冇地方去學習呢樣嘢，同埋去練習呢一樣嘢。但係佢每一個月都有機會，同埋佢 through 呢一個activities 呢個活動咧，學咗好多嘢咯。
係。
OK。
唔該，係。
私がタップダンスを、始めてから教えるぐらいまでになってでその頃まで私はインプロビゼーションを知らなくて、やってる人はいたけれど自分はできないというかやったことがなくて できないと思っていたんだけれど自分の周りにちょこっとずつそういうことを始める人が増えてきてでやりたいけどやれないやりたいけどやりたいけどやれないけどってい こう思いがすごく強くなってきた時にスジさんがとても率先してこうインプロビゼーションをこう広めようとしていてで彼はすごく上手で私はその時何もできなくてでそれをこう必死に私もやろうでもまだ自分にはスキルが足りなくてインプロビゼーションっていうのは振り付けを踊れるのとまた別のスキルがすごく必要でまた練習をしなければいけなくてでも自分の生徒さんたちに自分のできないところを見られるのがものすごく恥ずかしくてでそれをでも克服していけるようになったのは、まあ、スジさんをはじめもっと先輩方がタップジャムを作っていてそういうプレイスがあったからチャレンジすることができてで下手くそながらもどんどんインプローブ上がっていけてだから香港の人たちも県とかねすごい上がっていこうとしている人たちがいるのでプレイスを作ってあげたらもっと下の人たちも伸びてくるし日本がそうであったように香港もそうなってもらえればなと思います。
他由開始學其實到他教的期間他開頭都不是說很喜歡的是库里格山是然之后但他开头都觉得自己做到啊做不到做到做不到一直都他觉得是很困难的这件事但当他遇到苏智山那阵他觉得苏智山很犀利同埋就被他影响到同埋他觉得在学生面前有自己不懂的东西都觉得是一个很很难面对的事啊所以自己就去不斷去學啦，不斷去練啦。依、這個期間，佢覺得自己未夠佢中意，所以就成日都會去練，去令自己更加多嘅中意。跟住直到佢嚟香港咧，又遇到Ken 同埋Eve咧，跟住就更加俾周圍嘅人影響啦。跟住就一齊去練，跟住就大家去交流之下，佢就越嚟越有興趣，對依樣嘢越嚟越中意咯。係啊，
係好。咁蘇主任。
日本のタップダンスシーンは、まだこれからだと思います。
他覺得日本的 TikTok 舞呢都還是未說很完善的現在都還有很多進步的空間的、
私たちの先輩が、だいぶ前にアメリカに行って、テクニックは先輩たちが学んで僕たちに教えてくれます。
咁佢哋嘅 TikTok 舞嘅前輩咧，好多都係去咗外國啦。咁佢哋嘅識得，佢哋都係全部都係喺所有 technique 都係喺啲前輩嗰度學翻嚟嘅。
日本はテクニックはすごくあると思います。タップの。
不過佢都覺得日本對於 TikTok 舞嘅 technique 咧，都係即每個人都好會擁有嘅。
で、やる人も少しずつ増えています。
咁而且而家一路都有好多人都是跟住去學咯，一路都是增長緊嘅學嘅人。
でも一番大事なのはみんなで協力して、そのタップダンスシーンを盛り上げていくということです。
咁佢覺得最重要嘅咧，都係所有學 TikTok 舞嘅人都團結一致，一齊去互相幫助嘅話咧，咁就會更加完美咯。
そういう部分ではまだ日本はできてないと思います。
但係暫時。他们所有即学着 TikTok 舞的日本人呢都未说完全地团结一致咯所以都还是需要努力的他觉得、
まだまだこれからと思います、
那就继续努力吧、
OK 好多谢三位好了那我们要讲回、 阿 Canon 嘅衣服要翻翻嚟广东话。我想问啊，佢哋三位咧，应该同你哋啱啱做完嗰个嘅节目啦。咁有个节目喺个编排嘅节目度啊，或者佢哋三位嚟参加演出啊，或者参加编排嘅时候咧，你有冇特别嘅经验？即系因为系一个嗱，你哋已经做编舞已经好出色啦。好似我上次我话咧，你上次睇到你哋上次嘅 show 咧，其实你哋。即係香港方面的編排已經很出色，已經可以是、令到觀眾很感動。那、加了他們下去的時候，有什麼火花可以做到什麼特別的事出來今次、
其實我剛才真的這個 Tap Festival 這個 show 的時候，其實我請他們三個，他們三個有一起在日本 有合作過，有演出過的。其實我自己本身即是去過即係台灣嘅嗰啲 Tap Festival， 或者阿 Eve 有去嗰啲 New York 嗰啲，咁睇嗰啲演出，咁 我其實想誒，佢、哋都好精彩嘅，即係所有啲嘉賓啊，所有嗰啲Tapper 都非常之有水準，即係因為佢哋個個都跳即係 solo 咧，其實佢哋三位都好好嘅跳 solo， 咁其實我想將個成、個 show 嗰、那個整體上會覺得精彩啲，其實我就想佢哋去即係除咗 solo 之外，其實我哋想佢有啲 duet 或者可能三人舞，咁會感覺上成個 show 會好睇啲。因為如果唔係咧，我哋個 show 就好多 solo， 咁就會覺得會比較可能會悶。雖然佢哋個都好犀利，但如果你全部都係咁，全部都 solo 就會，我會覺得就會冇嗰、個。好即高低起伏啦，即可能你頭點都好高。咁其實我就請佢哋嘅原因，我都會做一啲research， 即知道哦佢哋有之前有合作過，咁希望佢哋會帶到一啲即雙人舞或者三人舞啊嘅演出嚟俾觀眾睇啊。咁同埋我哋每年請啲嘉賓嚟咧，我哋都會揾一位幫即我同我哋香港嘅 Tapper 一起去做一個演出嘅。即係佢被帶一個作品，或者佢編一個新嘅作品，同我哋一起去表演嘅。係啊，咁上年就係阿 Polison 啦，咁上年就係兩位男仔同佢跳嘅啫，我同埋另一位阿 Michael 啦。咁今年就我哋就請咗阿 Yoshiko 幫我哋編一隻舞嘅。咁就今年就全女班，咁就香港有三位女 Tapper 咁同阿 Yoshiko 一起跳。咁其中一位阿 Eve 啦。咁佢可以講下，咁佢其實個時間好緊迫噶。其實佢一嚟到一個禮拜，用一個禮拜時間去排呢件事，咁其實都唔足一個禮拜嘅啫。我諗都係四五日到嘅啫。係啊，咁係啦，阿姨可以講。
係咁好開心啦！今次有機會同到一個嘉賓，就係跳得咁好嘅嘉賓去參一齊排，即係佢排一隻舞，咁我有份跳。咁咧最初好笑嘅，咁因為咧我哋三個女 Tapper， 因為我哋其實喺個網上高咧睇過三位嘉賓嘅 video 嘅，
係
咁我知道，我亦都有睇過佢哋嘅演出嘅，因為喺台北。Tap Festival 的時候，咁咧知道佢哋有幾勁噶啦，咁加埋上年咧，咁咧咁我其實都有份即係學下佢哋啲舞嘅，咁我知道時間係有幾緊迫，即係可能一兩個 rehearsal 其實就完成了嗰件事，但係我哋平時排舞咧係好長時間，我哋不斷練不斷練，咁我諗嚟之前好緊張。好緊張，好緊張，咁好好咯。但系我哋第一日咧見到Yoshiko san嘅時候，佢就話：唔好緊張，唔好緊張，開心啲，我哋開心啲，輕鬆啲，輕鬆啲咁樣。咁跟住我話：哎係啊，我同佢講話，我好緊張，因為我哋知道好短時間又好難咯，咁樣咯。咁咁喺個 rehearsal 入邊咧，咁我哋因為今次跳嘅舞咧個拍子咧係幾難嘅，因為係平時我哋啲音樂嘅節奏係四拍或者三拍啦。
係
咁，但係今次咧係五拍咯。咁仲要係現場音樂嘅喎。咁
哇，
係啊！但係我哋係夾咗現場音樂係一次嘅啫。
夹一次就去上台，
系啊，夹咗一次，跟住我哋就喺舞台见。咁其实我系好紧张，但系其实佢喺彩排嘅时候同我哋倾咗好多偈，即系同我哋分享咗好多嘢，例如千祈唔好担心嗰个系一个现场音乐，你冇接触过唔识佢，其实系一样噶，系一样噶，冇分别噶，系啦。咁我哋亦都好紧张，哇！你咁犀利，咁 我哋有啲乜嘢差池嘅時候，
好有壓力嘅，
好有壓力，係啦。咁跟住佢話唔會唔會，我哋夾咗幾日啦，我哋即係有默契，我哋記住即係互相望下大家，係啦，同埋佢好好咯，因為其實我覺得需要練嘅係我哋三個咯，但係佢每一朝早都會翻嚟同我哋練咯。
哇，係啊，我好好。即是如果是这样讲的时候，我之前不知道，因为我都发觉我们今次其实各位听众我们约这个访问其实都约得挺辛苦的 Ken， 我们都因为排了很多时间，因为他们又来的时间又不是很长，兼夹就是他来到之后是很多的很多排程，就包括呢其实他们做了有几个 workshop 的几日的 workshop 是给香港的 Tapper， 另外还有个交流会，就是你的研讨会，咁跟住，如果而家你话俾我听，仲要系话要做彩，即系要排一只舞，咁即系学嗰三位所谓同学啦吓，即系虽然都系老师噶啦，咁但系呢三位表演者嘅时候，其实都好辛苦咯，因为三日之内你要 pick up 一个新嘅舞蹈，即系之前系冇准备，咁啊，即系 Eve 真系即系不愧为系老师中嘅老师啊嘛，可以咁少时间可以做得到，系嘛 ，Cat 系嘛？
是啊，因为我上年都试过啦，因为他们今年第一年，所以他们都特别紧张。上年Polly 上来的时候，其实都很短时间去排，其实有一定压力的，因为平时我们就比较少一点去可能一年先得一次去外面进修呢，难得咁 Tech Festival 咁请咗个人嚟，咁佢即係我哋吸纳啲新嘅元素啦，叫做咁其实喺咁短嘅时间做一个演出係一个都非常之困难同埋有压力嘅，同埋其实佢哋都好有要求，其实我觉得佢哋都会喺个拍子上啊，或者喺所有整体上，佢哋都希望做到最完善囉，所以上台希望会做到最好囉。
咁话好一个好宝贵嘅经验，即係香港可以请到佢哋嚟同你哋排舞，係咪 ?OK， 好，或者我哋剛才呢啱啱讲过一个关于研讨会下，咁我哋等阵间休息一下啦，而家休息完咗之后，我哋下一节返嚟嘅时候就大家傾傾关于研讨会我哋发生咗咩事，係咪
好。